Rhino, he's not even an issue. I don't sweat Rhino.
Are you ready?
Yeah, it's the Rhino. Yes. I just want the paper. Uh-huh. I done came down so clean. I'm shining on the haters. Ain't none better than me. Paint wetter than he. 400
degrees. And out come Rhino.
Rhino. Yes. I just want the paper. Uh-huh. I done came down so clean. I'm shining on the haters. Ain't none better than me. Paint wetter than he. 400 degrees.
Look out. Look out, Rhino. Here comes Rhino.
I just want the paper. Uh-huh. I done came down so clean. I'm shining on the haters. Ain't none better than me. Paint wetter than he. 400 degrees.
Rhino! Rhino! It's Rhino! Hell, it's Rhino!
Better thrill.
The veteran Rhino came in.
In the grill, for real. This year, I take no.
The veteran Rhino came in.
Rhino Wrestling Review back once again. I'm your host, Dan Rhino, brought to you by our friends at ProWrestling.com. And I have some guests with me this week. Across from me is a young man, but he's just a man now. He frequents local watering holes 3 to 4 times a week now because he's got a new girlfriend.
That's true.
And that's what they do. He's also known as Scoops.
Scoops Lewis.
He's Will Lewis.
Hello.
What's up, Will?
Hello.
And to his left, and to my caddy corner right, at about a 45-degree angle, is the, man, I don't know what are you, well, you had Shark Week a couple weeks ago, so you've been, you were kind of hard to get a hold of there during Shark Week.
You had some special guest, help.
I had to.
You had to call in the better help.
I had to. Will was at the bar, and you had Shark Week.
Every time I saw him
on vacation.
He was he was always sweaty for some reason, too.
Shark Week?
During Shark Week.
He's Jason Calcibetta.
What's up, everybody? That was kind of hurtful.
Yeah, he's not the worst.
I might be the worst person that hosts this podcast.
I mean, nothing on this podcast is great. Let's be honest. Shout out to our to Dougie Wrestling and our buddies at STF Underground Podcast, who Jason said that he wasn't going to promote their podcast this week because he got called out for being sniffly on the last show.
That's because Dan has a lot of dog hair in this house.
Lay off his allergies.
There's dog hair everywhere. But
don't worry, I won't sniff anymore, people. Maybe I just did coke that day. Did you ever think of that?
Yeah.
like Coke Classic,
and then I thought that you didn't share. I said, so either you're allergic to my dogs or you're just a bad friend.
Both
is what you are. You could be both of them. Hey, speaking of which, there was SummerSlam this past weekend.
Yes, sir.
I like that transition there.
Biggest party of the summer.
It was the biggest party of the summer. There's also NXT TakeOver, and we're not going to go match by match this time.
Biggest party of the summer
because
what? Both of them.
What?
Biggest parties of the summer.
No.
No? All right.
No.
No.
Damn.
No.
No. I don't like that.
All right.
There's a lot of WWE going on this weekend. And Will just now watched TakeOver.
I did. It's fresh. Fresh in the brain.
Because he's been at the bar four nights a week.
Yep.
Why do you go to the bar so much, bro?
I got a lot of tokens, man. I got a lot of tokens. There's a new arcade bar in St. Louis called Up
What's
Down.
It called?
It's called Up Down. So... sponsor of the show?
Are they?
Yeah, sure.
Because we don't give shout-outs unless they're paid sponsors like Maker's Mark and Lipton Brisk Iced Tea.
Yep.
And Schnucks, because they make it easy.
We make it easy with hard Twizzlers.
They show wrestling there every time that I'm there.
They had some old-school, like classic WWE Network stuff.
Yeah, last night Lex Luger was fighting Mabel and the Million Dollar Man and...
God, that's like the heyday.
IRS.
Yeah. That's like when the good stuff was happening. When Lex Luger was fighting Mabel.
Wait, I think Mabel was actually... He was a face in this one.
Probably.
Yeah.
Was he wearing purple?
Yeah, he was wearing purple and gold.
That's when he was being cheered.
God, it was awful.
Yeah, it's not good.
Great, yeah.
It's not good stuff. You wonder, the Attitude Era came around and all, that hoagie shit, as Dean Ambrose would say, went out the window.
I watched something on Twitter today about how Diamond Dallas Page turned Jackhammer into a diamond cutter. And then, how we watch that stuff today, and you're like, oh, cool, reversal. Well, this wasn't smooth by any stretch of the imagination. And the fans went fucking nuts for it.
Wait, are you saying something in No, hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Back up. Are you saying something in a Goldberg match was not... technically wasn't smooth.
Great. I mean, DDP too, though. This is before the yoga days, so,
oh,
you know, he wasn't quite as smooth.
He had a bad back.
Yeah.
Consistently. Or bad ribs.
He had his ribs taped up for about 4 years. Which doesn't do anything, because the ribs,
ask
I don't
Seth
know
Rollins.
If you know, they are on the inside of the body. And you can't actually put tape
like
on
K-tape.
Them.
K-tape.
The stuff that just comes
Brian,
off. That
Brian just Cage just lives right off. K-tape.
The stuff that just sweats right off your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. Instead, we're gonna do a little Rhino Roulette.
Woo!
Bring it back, and we're gonna draw a random name that had a prominent role in this past weekend's WWE affairs.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Sounds like money.
Sounds like breaking news.
This just in on the wire. First name out of the bowl.
Johnny Gargano.
Johnny Wrestling. Let me see if I can find my notes here. I can go to the back to the back.
Should we be playing Johnny Gargano's music right now? Is that on here?
No, it's
you
not.
You love Johnny Gargano's
I
music.
I hate Johnny Gargano's music. So Johnny Gargano this past weekend at NXT TakeOver lost his seemingly final opportunity for the NXT title, dropping 2 out of 3 falls to Adam Cole at TakeOver.
Bebe.
Yeah.
A lot of speculation about Johnny's future and the potential of a call-up, but, Will, there's a little bit of breaking news. And a sports.
No?
That's not the
breaking
news. It's
not
the breaking
damn it.
News. NXT tapings took place, and a little spoilers here.
Oh! Close earmuffs, everybody.
They seem to reveal that Johnny Gargano isn't going anywhere.
Oh, no.
And it looks like that he could be the focal point of NXT when they go to 2 hours live in October. But there was I forgot who it was, came out, and it looked like Johnny Gargano was going to cut a promo about how he was saying goodbye to everybody and moving on to bigger and better things. Somebody comes out and says, we'll be better off without you. And then Johnny says, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So apparently on the upcoming NXT weekly show on the WWE Network.
So like 6 weeks from now?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, yeah. December.
Yeah.
We'll find out that Johnny Gargano is in fact not going to the main roster. By then they will have changed their mind and he will be on the main
he'll
roster.
He'll be the 205 Live champ and on NXT.
Do we know who came out and interrupted him?
I do, but I can't remember who it was.
Was it a well-known tag team partner of his that
no.
is supposed to be returning soon?
No.
Must have been nobody relevant.
Yeah.
So
was it Mojo Rawley? That's hard to find. Mojo Rawley?
Will's doing his own soundboard effects now because he can't find the button to press.
Well, he's got those
this
Cheeto
is
fingers.
The worst show.
Mojo Rawley?
There it is.
There it is.
Mojo Rawley?
We're on satellite delay right now. Well, this is the worst podcast.
Yes.
That's the best
one.
It
really is.
That is the best
one. We are really terrible. Doug runs a tight ship over at his show. I was listening to it today. And then I was like, God, now we got to do our show. And it's just awful.
It's awful.
It's just awful. And people listen to it. So what does that say about them?
They're awful people.
They're worse than us.
The worst.
Rhino Nation is a bunch of interesting people, I bet.
Yeah. I mean,
but we love each and every one of you.
Some of the emails we get.
There's a couple of you out there.
Love you.
We don't really like a couple of them, right?
Well, like who?
I don't know. Like that one guy? Like, you know who you are. You're probably listening right now.
Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
From Toledo?
Jeez.
You know there's a Jim in Toledo. Like, hey!
Like, fuck those guys!
Yeah, fuck you guys!
So Johnny Gargano, if, as we are led to believe that he's going to stay on NXT, who would you like to see him go up against? I got an idea here for you. Something Jack. We've never seen before.
Is it Matt Riddle?
How about him and Tommaso Ciampa?
Ooh.
How about a little something new there we've never seen before?
Fresh feuds.
What do you think about that, Jason?
Never seen that before.
Never
seen that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
could
great.
Could be great, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
You mentioned Matt Riddle. That's maybe something I'd like to see. I don't think we've ever seen that. I think he's still got unfinished business with Velveteen Dream for taking his North American title. I could see that. Kushida, possibly. Pete Dunne, now it looks like he's on... Jason called, he said, I don't know, Pete Dunne was on real NXT.
Yeah. On NXT UK, it's just like Walter slapping everybody.
Yeah, just like hurting everybody for real. So.
Hey, NXT TakeOver UK is coming up. Glasgow Village.
Okay. Am I going to know anybody on that show?
Walter.
Walter's going to
hurt. Tyler Bate? Remember him?
Mustache Mountain.
Is he fighting Walter?
Yeah.
Okay, he's dead, though.
It's going to be good.
Walter just hurts people. Good.
Walter really fighting Pete Dunne?
Yeah.
I want to see Walter.
Or no, he's fighting Tyler Bate.
Yeah. I want to see Walter go against Brock Lesnar.
Why?
Walter and Brock tells him to slow the fuck down.
Just punches him in the face.
It's like, oh, why are you slapping me?
I think Johnny's got a lot of unfinished business on NXT. And I think when they go to, well, I almost said FS1, but Jason sent me an article today from, I think it was PW Insider, that's not set in stone yet, that NXT is going to FS1 in October. There's still a possibility that they might even end up on the USA Network.
A lot of
right?
moving parts, it looks like.
So, your boy Meltzer reported the other day that the Fox people were already... The Fox executives were already telling, I guess, their advertisers or whatever, that there's going to be a show on Wednesday night on FS1. But we know Meltzer just can make shit up from time to time.
Well,
Our plans change.
They would have had to buy both of them then, too, because they're both separate,
they could put it anywhere.
Separate entities.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're going to put it on either one, either network would be good.
I would much rather be on USA than FS1 if I had an option.
USA is more prominent than FS1. It's in more households. FS1's getting there, but they're not like, you know, they launched that to try to compete with ESPN, and they're never going to be at that level. I think they kind of realized that with UFC, you know, try to make that prominent on FS1. Either way is fine because, you know, they're both pretty readily available.
Yeah.
But the prospect of it going to USA, I was kind of talking to Doug about this before we started recording, and he was saying that, you know, you could promote it on Raw. You could say this is coming up on USA in 2 days. And I don't know how that's going to work with them promoting on Raw what's going to happen on SmackDown. Is USA going to frown upon that? Them promoting another network because it's not
SmackDown they're promoting. It'd be NXT.
Well, if I'm saying if they...
But they'd be promoting it on a different, like, competitor network.
Right.
If it goes to FS1?
Well, I'm saying SmackDown's for sure going to Fox.
Yeah, we know that.
And it's going to be...
Say if NXT goes to USA.
If NXT goes to USA, then it'd be really easy to kind of, you know, I think USA would be all, type it up. Do whatever you can to get more eyes on it on Wednesday.
Right.
I don't know if USA is going to be really happy with them sending people over to FS1 on a Wednesday night and Fox on a Friday night. We might not get a lot of inter show promotional stuff.
Well, I got a fix for it, Dan. So, I mean, instead of putting it
on
Twitch.
I was going to say put it on Pursuit, but nobody gets it.
Yeah.
Everybody gets Twitch.
It's a free app you can download.
About an hour and a half.
See, but the thing is, like, on Twitch, you got to watch, the Rascals or whatever playing, like, fucking Fortnite, like, in between commercial breaks or whatever.
What's wrong with that? I'd rather see that than commercials.
I don't know, man. I think I might rather see commercials.
I see commercials.
Jason, you want to pick another name there?
Yeah.
I think Johnny Gargano is actually... I'm happy that he doesn't get called up.
Yeah, I also prefer... Especially if they are going to a two-hour show. He could be an integral part of the situation.
That's apparently a wall just fell.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today while I was watching TakeOver. I'm like, man, I really hope he never gets called up to the main roster.
And also, on if NXT is really to compete with AEW on Wednesday nights, you know they're going to send some main roster guys down there, and they're going to have dream matches. You know, you might get to see, Johnny Gargano against, you know, Finn Balor or something like that on the main roster, and Will's boner just knocked the table.
Well, that's what they'll have to do is they'll send, like, the indie marks to NXT. They won't send, like, the Lesnars and the Reigns.
Nope.
You send the Ricochets and the Finns.
The guys that, like... AEW crowd really would want to see.
Yeah, the indie darlings.
They're going to have to have it. I would say they're going to have it, and they probably won't be able to have it in Full Sail anymore. They'll probably have to do it somewhere else. especially if they get a different crowd in there. Because the Full Sail crowd's kind of lame.
I think they're pretty. They're kind of lame at times. Usually pretty into it.
They though?
I don't know. We'll have an intern look it up. Jason, what do you got?
I pulled Brock Lesnar.
Well, Brock Lesnar, as a surprise to me, was defeated clean at SummerSlam. Dropped his Universal title. And according to Paul Heyman, he's not getting a rematch either.
Sorry.
You're not a fan of Brock.
No. God, I'm so happy he's gone.
He's not gone.
He's not gone.
Going anywhere.
I don't think he's gone.
To SmackDown to beat up Kofi, which would be great.
Well, first of all, were you guys surprised that Brock lost on
Yes.
Sunday? Okay, so you were lockstep with me. Is he heading to SmackDown? We know he's going to be. He's been advertised for that first show on Fox. Do you think he's going to head to SmackDown and maybe be the one that dethrones Kofi?
Only if they say, "Here comes the pain" every time he comes out, which is what they used to say on SmackDown for him.
It's boss time? That's what they say.
Yep.
It's boss time!
I hate Michael Cole.
I'm going to throw the iPad worst. Shortly.
Well, yep. You like Sasha Banks. She's great.
I like Sasha Banks. I don't like... It's boss time!
Did you know that if you have purple hair, you're a baby face, and if you have blue hair, you're straight up heel?
What if you have a purple wig on, and then you take it off for your blue hair?
Well, that means you were masquerading.
It's like when Sting was wearing a mask of his own face.
That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very meta. what do you want to see? Before we get into that, do you think we're better off with Brock or Seth with the Universal title or a third party? Jason, what do you think?
I thought Brock should have been the champion still. Mm-hmm. I thought Seth kind of got sour with it. But that also could have been for some pretty awful booking for about...
No doubt.
8 weeks there.
No doubt.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm fine either way. I think that they're the two, by far, like, one and two, and on Raw especially, you know, as competitors go. But.
Will, what do you think? Are we better off with Brock or Seth, or none of the above?
You know I love Seth, so it's... I think we're better off with Seth because now the belt will consistently be on Raw, which is where it should be.
I hope they do something with him and Becky Lynch.
No.
It's going to be good.
Let's not do that.
No, but they're a real life couple.
See, now
I think if they could play off that chemistry on TV, it would be really good.
You know, I like where your head's at, but what about this? What if he feuds with Baron Corbin?
Ooh.
I'm listening.
Loser.
Uh-huh.
Who would Becky Lynch in turn feud with?
They could probably find some kind of sassy Southern belle that can't do a kip-up. Oh.
Draw good ratings.
I think so.
Be awful.
But yeah, he just had... That was really bad booking coming out of WrestleMania. It was just awful.
Yeah.
And I think that really soured him for the crowd. But I think him beating Brock Lesnar clean really kind of just revitalized... It surprised me.
He definitely turned the... Seth turned... Is Seth one of our picks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No, you can go for it.
No, all I was going to say is Seth got the Toronto crowd behind him. They were not on his side to start the match. And then towards the end of it they started cheering him. Which is a bit...
JBL would say, it's like Bizarro Land! it's a weird crowd. They cheer for the wrong people. They boo the wrong people.
So...
But for Brock Lesnar, for me at SummerSlam, the match was better than I thought it was going to be.
Match was great.
Yeah,
I was really impressed with Brock selling.
I was going to say people need to stop acting like Brock isn't a good
professional
entertainer.
He's a great wrestler when he wants to be, when he's motivated. I mean, he did a couple of throws that were even not just the German suplex, which is the only thing he does now. I mean, he even added a couple extra moves. I mean, he's really good when he gives a shit.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean, he took a spot through the table.
Yeah.
You know, he really is...
He wrestled for over 30 minutes,
you know, too. a dramatically good professional wrestler when he gives a shit. So, would you like to see him continue to stay on Raw? Because that's where Paul Heyman's going to be. I mean, that's his baby now.
Yeah.
So it would be kind of weird to have Brock on SmackDown away from his I mean, unless Paul Heyman's going to run Raw and be an advocate on SmackDown.
Unless they kind of do something where Paul Heyman's like invading SmackDown and Eric Bischoff's kind of like...
Allow me, sir, one final volley. If I may come into your SmackDown ring for just 1 second and say that I am the advocate for the reigning... No, he's not. Doesn't have the title anymore.
Nope.
Can't do that.
See, way to go, Dan.
Sorry.
Not here in the World Wrestling Federation. Certainly not on Monday Night Raw.
I would like to see him go to SmackDown just because it'd be some fresh matchups there.
Yeah. For like Randy Orton.
Maybe he can bust Randy Orton's head open again.
Maybe he could wrestle Roman Reigns.
That'd be great.
We haven't seen that before.
Nope. That'd be great.
But he stays on Raw. We could always do Braun Strowman. We haven't seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Breaking news.
Oh. Is it boss time?
No, it turns out he has fought Randy, or if he has fought Braun Strowman about 75 times.
And all of it was awful.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, literally, yeah, that's accurate. I just looked it up. That's accurate.
That
Pick us another name out for us, Jason.
Right. Out of the magic rhino bag here.
Well, this is raw Rhino Roulette, so if you want to hit like a gun sound effect or something.
Is there a gun?
You got Bill Goldberg.
Goldberg, as expected, defeated Dolph Ziggler at SummerSlam, but I actually thought it was kind of a cool way that they did it with, you know, not just doing total dominance by Goldberg, but Ziggler hit a couple surprise super kicks. I didn't like the kickouts at one. I didn't like Goldberg kicking out at one at both of them. I thought that was a little, I don't know. He felt like he had to. He
got to show up.
I'm sure he had to, you know, insist on kicking out at one.
But he's Bill Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg. Bill Goldberg. So that was before Goldberg hit the greatest spear that I've seen since the late 1990s.
It was great.
Credit to Dolph Ziggler is like the best seller in the world.
To be fair, the one that Buddy Murphy took on SmackDown was incredible. Also,
it's like Buddy Murphy was pissed off that he goes, "That's not how you take a spear."
Yeah.
And oh my God, the Toronto crowd! It was like it was fucking 1998 again,
and the Nitro was on.
They were losing their shit. It was like we were in the Georgia Dome on Monday Nitro, and Goldberg had just speared Hogan. They cut to that one guy who looked like he was going to have a pulmonary embolism, you know, when Goldberg hit the spear.
He's taking his shirt off.
Yeah, he's
because I'm getting excited for Goldberg.
He's getting excited over here. I sent you guys
the shirt on underneath.
I sent you guys the GIF I made of the Goldberg hitting the spear.
And the guy just loses.
The guy
his
getting
mind.
Pumped up. Will was really excited about the spear too. He was like pumping his fist.
He was excited.
No, don't like that.
Will doesn't like anything that doesn't do flips.
No.
Well, we got a spear and a jackhammer.
That's great.
Ziggler just couldn't let it go, though, calling out Goldberg several more times on the mic. Goldberg, you pussy.
Shit, you can't beat me.
You can't do nothing to me.
You killed Bret Hart.
I only have You better kill Bret Hart, but you can't kill me. I only have a mild concussion.
Bret Hart was in the front row watching. What are you talking about?
There was that guy that was in the old school Hitman outfit. I'm surprised Goldberg didn't see red and like.
Didn't he skip him?
Yeah,
on the
he skipped him on the
give him a donkey kick in the head and ruin his career like he did back in WCW. So Goldberg looks like Jason riding off into the sunset. Was this just to erase the stink of the Saudi Arabia match, or do you think we haven't seen the?
No, I think I think Goldberg will be around.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so, especially for like Saudi shows. He can still work these 7-minute matches,
and it's easy. Knock himself stupid.
It's an easy thing for them to do because like nobody in America really cares about the Saudi shows. So it's
who would you like to see Goldberg go against? Brutus the Barber Beefcake, maybe.
That's a good one. But he doesn't have any hair to cut.
What about?
So,
yeah.
I would think on paper that would be cool, but since neither one of them can wrestle.
Whoa! Goldberg's a Hall of Famer.
That's true. Goldberg is better than Strowman.
Strowman's a Hall of Famer.
No, not yet.
Is he though?
He will be. I mean, yes. Yeah. He will be. Probably.
But luckily, by that time, we'll probably all be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So, yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're biding our time living in a black hole right now, so we could all go at any minute.
But I think Goldberg, this wouldn't be it. But if it was, I mean, went out on a strong note.
Better than the Saudi show.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't going to be last for either one of them. You knew that.
You want to pick something else for us?
Oh, sure. Well, what do you want to see Goldberg do?
Nothing.
All right.
If he retired tomorrow, I'd be like,
what if he offered to come and like paint your house? Would you like to see him do that?
Yeah, I do need new paint in certain rooms.
See,
of the
so
house,
you would so. Like to see Goldberg do some stuff.
Yeah.
Must be retirement hour because Trish Stratus is the next name.
Oh, so it looks like, unless Jason's going to give me some breaking news here. Looks like we may have seen the last match of Trish Stratus on Sunday. She was defeated by Charlotte. And what I thought was, I mean, surprisingly so for me.
The best women's match of
the night.
It
was a really entertaining match. Yep. You know, it was Trish's first one-on-one match since she came back at the Royal Rumble a couple years back. And I said to you guys during the match, I said, God, I want her to come back full time. Like,
I think we'll see her again, too.
You think so?
I don't think we'll ever see her full time, like on Raw weekly. But I could see her doing these with, you know, some of the all the big names. Like, why not? Like an Evolution 2 pay-per-view and all that.
I think that might have been either the best match on the card or the second
really
best match.
Good.
Yeah. One of the two.
By far, yeah.
I mean, I was confident in Charlotte.
Remember, Trish and Brock Lesnar are like a year apart in age.
I thought you'd say that Trish and Brock Lesnar, what do you want to see next?
No, I mean, yeah, that'd be great. It'd
be pretty good.
But they're only like a year apart in age, so like everyone keeps like setting Trish off into the sunset. Like she could go for another 5 years if she wanted to.
She's still hot, too.
So. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So
my thing with Trish is that, you know, she started her career as a valet. You know, she was just a fitness model and a pretty face. And she took it upon herself to want to wrestle and want to be good at it. So what, if this is her last match, what's her legacy? Where is she at on, like, the pantheon of women's all-time wrestlers? What is her impact on the business? Jason, what do you think?
She was a good wrestler in a time when there was no good wrestlers. Mm. For women.
Her and Mickie James.
Yeah, literally. I mean, that was about it. And then, you know, you had the Ivory and the, yeah. But in a time where there was divas, she was a good wrestler.
And made herself into a good wrestler from having no background in the business or anything.
You know, there was Lita. Lita was around. She was different, too, for the time.
And Lita's not really a good wrestler.
Not now, especially. Jesus. Yeah. I don't ever see her in the ring ever again. Phantom Kick City.
Yeah.
Will, what do you think about Trish enduring legacy if this is her last match?
I would imagine you put her on the Mount Rushmore of women's wrestlers with WWE, right?
I mean, you would think so.
Top four? How many faces are on Mount Rushmore?
What's that?
I think there's seven or eight.
Seven or eight? Top eight?
We'll have an intern. Yeah. For me, there's still some rumors out there that Trish still wants, and Trish and Alexa Bliss still want a match with each other. They were supposed to. They were supposed
to.
You got.
I got a. What was that?
It's because you said Alexa Bliss.
I said Alexa
your
Bliss.
Echo dot picked up.
No, not you, Alexa.
Like WWE is currently listening to you. Can record your podcast. Oh goddamn! Turn it off.
What is
the kill switch?
What is this shit?
There's rumors that she still wants a match with Bliss because they were supposed to have it, I think, at Evolution, but I can't say
it's
the
mystery.
A word. I have to say Bliss.
Yeah.
Bliss had a concussion.
Little Miss Bliss.
So is there, Jason, you kind of alluded to the fact that maybe it's not her last match. Could she be using, like, the public retirement as, like, as leverage, maybe, to, like, get a big payday when she comes back? You know, you say you're Conor McGregor.
Does it every night.
Yeah.
Every match.
So, I'm retired. Like, we'll give you $30 million to come back. So, I'm unretired.
All right, mate. Yeah, I know.
Unless he's beating up old guys in a bar. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's what he just did recently.
I mean, that's the only fights I take is old ladies in bars. I mean, only if they're really old.
It was over a whiskey disagreement.
They probably said Connor's whiskey sucked. Well, I was like, hey!
That's what I've heard.
I heard it does kind of suck.
Yeah, we read
Proper 12 Irish whiskey. It tastes like somebody pissed in your Jack Daniels. Well, so you said Mount Rushmore, Trish. Who else?
It's gotta be, right?
Who else would you put? Yeah, I think so.
On your women's?
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore?
Santino Marella's sister.
Santina Marella.
Santina Marella,
sure.
Yep.
I think, who was it when Tyler Breeze, Breezy Bella, I think.
Yeah, I like that, Breezy Bella. And then
Trish Stratus and maybe Sapphire.
Sapphire would be cool.
The lady used to dance around with Dusty Rhodes. That's my four right there.
Okay.
That was great.
There you go.
All right, yeah.
Jason, I don't think we're going to get any better than that.
No,
Jason,
that was great.
Go ahead and pick another name out for
us. All right, what do we got here, guys? What are we feeling?
Oh, Moppy. Can I add Moppy into that?
Yeah, you can add Moppy. We'll just chisel another name.
The Fiend, bro.
Oh, my God. This was the coolest thing of the weekend. Sunday gave us our first look at Bray Wyatt's Fiend character in an in-ring capacity, and it was fucking cool, man.
It was very cool.
All
in agreement.
The music was updated. It was like more aggressive music. The Bray headlamp.
Yeah.
Which was apparently edited out of the YouTube clip.
Interesting.
But so that kind of led people to believe that their WWE is not big on the using that in the future. But Bray apparently just posted some photos that they took on his official accounts with the headlamp. So
yeah,
maybe that's why it got the TV-14.
It could have been. WWE is getting some pushback from the headlamp thing. They said it was too scary for the little kids watching.
Nah.
Yeah.
See, that's
go to bed.
Yeah.
That's so dumb. They're not like crotch top chopping, tell each other to suck it, and they're not like demeaning women. The guy just had like a cool prop.
Yeah.
And if that's the thing, just put him on in the third hour.
Yeah.
Always.
Right.
Like why? Remember they used to do that stuff all the time.
They did.
The more mature stuff would be on stuff in the last 90 minutes.
Like the 24/7 championship.
That's right. Great. That's totally risky.
In the third hour.
Yeah, absolutely. Drake Maverick talking about not consummating his marriage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was naked on that one.
Maria Kanellis telling Mike Kanellis she's going to kick him in the vagina.
Yep.
That's great.
Third hour. But the thing I thought that was interesting is that we got a little bit of a different... It wasn't like the demon Finn, where it was the same moves. We got a little bit of a different, like...
He goes, the moves are harder.
I'm so fucking crazy, and I'm crawling, and I'm a demon, but I still.
And here's a bunch of kicks and stomps.
Yeah,
and I'm still gonna lock up with you, like a step over toe hold, and
don't get my pain on you.
It's the same moves, but it's just like rated 2 points higher on the 2K19 scale.
There you go. That's all. That
this
matters.
Was a different Bray.
It was
more. A little bit more chaotic offense.
He literally killed
aggressive.
Finn Balor at one point by breaking his neck.
Snapped his neck.
He did. Yeah. That's like the old Zeus thing.
Like Bray killed a man.
Yeah. That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
And Bray teased Sister Abigail, but then finished Finn off with the mandible claw.
Yep.
So I'm guessing Finn takes a break after this. And Bray was not on Raw or SmackDown, which I thought was great that he wasn't on there. What do we get to see next for The Fiend? And are we going to continue to see Firefly Funhouse in between with the Bray character?
I would be fine with Firefly Funhouse again.
Kind of talking
just
about
a couple weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
I told you that the Fiend is dangerous, but you wanted to.
I would almost have him not even reference that.
Yeah.
Just have him go into a Firefly Funhouse until Rambling Rabbit or whatever says something about the Fiend and Bray could twitch or something.
We don't talk about the Fiend.
Yeah, just something.
He doesn't even remember what happened during the match and stuff like that, and everyone's
like
just
Joseph Park and Abyss.
Exactly.
You literally killed Finn Balor.
It's Joseph Park and Abyss except cool.
Yeah, but, extremely cool.
But I think they did the right thing by keeping him off of Raw and SmackDown for the time being. I think they need to bring him back, but not the Fiend. But yeah, but they should do like Bray could just come out, or he could just be somewhere backstage.
Yowie, wowie!
And they can someone can reference it, and he'll be like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
See, I would prefer Bray not be on camera if he's not the Fiend live, Like, if it was me, it would be for Firefly Funhouse stuff.
You want to see
Husky
Harris back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Think I'd like to see, like, Husky Harris and then, like, Bray Wyatt with, like, the Tommy Bahama shirt. And then, like, Bray Wyatt, like, with the Butcher outfit. And
it's
then,
all great.
And then, like, The Fiend. And then, like, Bray Wyatt with, like, the knit sweater on. I want to see all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see, like, all different.
In the Royal Rumble.
I want to see, yes. Yeah. Yes, I do. I want to see, like, the Mick Foley thing in the Royal Rumble. That's what I want to see. I want 30% of the Royal Rumble to be Bray Wyatt characters.
But so here's the issue.
And 30% to be Mick Foley characters.
Here's the issue that I see with it right now is that they did it right. They nailed it. Like, they kicked a field goal.
So
they kicked a field goal.
I think they might have scored a touchdown.
They scored a touchdown.
And maybe one for the 2-point conversion.
And I think you guys were the ones. I said, there's no way they can mess this up now. And you both looked at me and laughed. And you're like, watch them.
But I found all the wooden services in my house. Yeah.
Now I'm just really worried that they're going to screw it up. Because now they got to figure out, like, who's he gonna feud with.
Great question.
Is he going to dominate that person? Like, when he goes up against them,
he should have dominated Finn more than he did.
Because Bray Wyatt, but I see why Finn got some offense.
Got a little offense.
It makes sense, but the problem with Bray Wyatt is Bray Wyatt talks so much game, but he never won, and then they just drove his character into the ground.
Remember that one time he won the title? For 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Pretty cool.
They should have him beat The Undertaker at Survivor Series.
They should have had him beat The Undertaker at
WrestleMania. But we can't go back.
But what they should do is during that match, they should show, like, weird, like, images on the mat.
Yeah.
Like, while they're wrestling.
Would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Like $2 million worms.
Yeah, project them down onto the mat.
But they nailed The Fiend. I've watched it multiple times ever since then. Yeah, I think it was the coolest part of SummerSlam. Like,
it was the most anticipated in
it. It was the coolest part of the weekend for me. I thought it was just so well done, and I doubly love the fact that he wasn't on either of the shows this week. Yeah. And I don't want to see him again until right before Survivor Series.
We'll see him before that.
Who do you want to see? Who would you want to see him go against next? He's got to win his next feud, whatever it is. Who would you want to see him go against? Mojo Rawley, maybe?
Sure.
Mojo Rawley. Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. First of all, Will, he's not the worst. He has lightning bolts on his head.
They're not lightning bolts. It's cracks in the mirror that he is looking in or something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got nothing.
Something awful.
Jason, who'd you want to see him go against? Mine's Mojo Rawley.
That sounds terrible too.
Okay. Some kind of
fuck me, right?
Probably gonna be some kind of mid carder.
Yeah, like, I mean, like a Ricochet or
No Way Jose.
There you go.
Mid card.
Yeah, we're not talking about lower.
Although
non-existent,
you could have No Way Jose come out with the conga line and just have the Fiend just snap all their necks.
Or maybe kill them all. Like the Fiend is in the conga line.
No,
Bray's in the conga line.
Yeah, Bray's in the conga line.
And then all of a sudden,
and then
the lights
go out.
Just shut off.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then it's the Fiend.
Easy.
And then everyone dies.
We just booked 20 minutes of Raw.
Yeah.
Jason, who we got next?
We got a lot of pages stuck together.
Okay. Well, that would be the... I got a little excited when I was making these notes.
The man. A lot of people here to talk about the man.
All right.
Jamaican? Let's talk about...
Jama! Everybody jamming!
Jamming.
Come, boy!
Sinker, you dead man?
Everybody here to see the man tonight.
Looking like a dem coming to see the man, huh?
They like coming, he want to go home.
Don't let him fool ya, oh no. Becky Lynch.
Preferences, Dan is off the Becky Lynch train, so expect the negativity.
Dude, I'm totally. I've been off Becky Lynch train since I was at WrestleMania and she pinned Ron and I went, huh?
Well, you know, the ref fucked that up.
So. Yeah, ever since they screwed it up.
Everybody went, oh, shit!
Like, that was the end.
And then it started raining, and I ran, sprinted for the buses.
And then you got pneumonia. Or the flu.
I got the flu.
Yeah.
I got the flu. Yeah, from the dirty New Yorkers. Actually, it's probably New Jersey.
Jersey, bro.
So, Becky Lynch defeated Natalya. It was a decent match at SummerSlam. It was fine.
It's better than those matches against Lacey Evans.
Yeah. They had no chemistry.
Those were the worst.
Together.
What about when she hits the women's right?
Yeah.
I do like the women's right, though, because she punches her for real.
Yeah.
I like it. Becky ended up getting more positive reaction than Natalya in Canada.
Yeah.
So poor
which
Natty.
Is great.
Poor Natty can't even go to Canada and get over. Next night on Raw, Becky would come out and actually rescue Natty from an attack from the returning Sasha Banks.
It's boss time!
It sure was boss time, Will.
Yep.
On Monday night. And I tell you what, Becky ended up getting that ass beat.
A chair shot to the back of the head.
And there was some tense moments.
Oh, yeah.
In the beatdown. So you mentioned the chair shot.
Yeah. Bully Ray called out a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the swings.
Oh, man. The one that got me, and I heard Mark Henry talk about it on Busted Open, was when Sasha pulled Becky's hair back and then just, like, pimp slapped her in the face, and Becky immediately got like super pissed off, started kicking Sasha for real, and like not wanting to sell, you know, what Sasha was doing. She said like, "Becky, where are your balls at?" or something like that. I thought the Sasha thing was cool because Sasha's my girl and I love seeing her back. Jason, you seem a little less excited about how it went down.
It's not that I'm not excited. It's just, one, I think they had no one else to pair Becky Lynch with,
mm-hmm.
which is part of the thing. I think I said that while we were watching it. What else is she going to do?
Yeah,
you know,
needs
somebody. If it wasn't Sasha coming back, you'd have nobody else even close. I mean, mm-hmm. we saw an Natalya match. It's, you know.
Low battery.
It's, so I think that's good, and I think Sasha was off TV long enough to where it was a good comeback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everyone sits on the Twitter and waits on to see like her supposed to picture.
I think they could have done it on SummerSlam, and I think it would have had a little bit more of an impact than it did on Raw.
Yeah, to me it kind of seemed like the whole WrestleMania thing. Like they saved something for like the night after WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Like they could bring people back at WrestleMania, but they saved them for like the night after. It seemed like Raw was kind of like that this week, that they kind of treated it like a night after WrestleMania, where like, let's save Sasha Banks for that. But man, Becky like immediately went on Twitter and said that like there's a receipt coming, and this seemed like kind of like quasi, you know, legitimate, which I think makes it kind of cool. You know, that's the thing I kind of liked about Kofi and Randy, is that they had like some real backstory there.
I think it helps quite a bit.
So there was something that, Jason, that you said a second ago. You said something to the effect of, like, who else do they put with Becky? And it kind of reminded me of what Becky said to Natty during the lead-up to this match, is that she said, "Natty, something like, you need me for your career." You know, Becky was almost like saying, like, you've kind of fallen down. You need, like, a big match with me to kind of pump yourself back up. But does Becky need Sasha, doesn't she?
Well, I think it could be the other way around, too, though. So who else is Sasha going to come out and fucking attack? Is it going to matter if she attacks anyone?
Bayley. They've never done that before. That's
great.
New. We've
great.
Never seen
Maybe
that.
Maybe they can introduce some tag titles that go nowhere.
Dude, now you're thinking.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, see, you think you're being a smarmy ass, but that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Hey, those tag titles were very prevalent when they were on the waist.
I heard they were
the Iconics.
Sensual waste of Peyton Royce.
Billy just Kay. Peyton Royce.
Oh, come on.
I just got to get
Billy
Dan
Kay
going.
All day, baby.
Just got to get Dan going.
All right,
but I think Becky could go either way, and I think Becky's fine. I don't know. I think now we got her away from Seth.
Shouldn't she be more than fine though?
I think she
had bad booking.
Yeah, she's in the same boat that Seth was. Yeah. They're basically rebooting both of them.
It's Seth's fault though.
It's probably
Seth's just not cool enough.
I think it all started at WrestleMania when she should have either like legitimately pinned Ronda Rousey or made her submit.
And she I think did. That, one, yeah. two, three. I saw it.
Her shoulders were off
shoulders
the mat.
Shoulders weren't down.
Yeah. Shoulders were off the mat. And then they actually the referred to that.
Yeah.
I like how Jason is like mimicking the referee, like
sliding
his hand underneath
there. But it was such
That's for our Patreon subscribers. They can see
the recorded version.
That webcam.
But it was such a lackluster end to WrestleMania. Yeah. And then as soon as she comes out of WrestleMania, she goes into a feud with Lacey Evans.
Like a lot of people came to see the Mon tonight. Yeah.
Becky two belts for
Becky two belts.
The chomp chomp.
What, 2 months
for a week?
Chomp chomp for 2 weeks.
It was like
weeks.
A week.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Me and Dan saw her as Becky two belts at our house show.
It was like one pay per view. I think
it was incredible though.
A lot of people here to see the man tonight.
A lot of people here to panda to the crowd tonight.
Yeah. Yep.
Jason, pick another name. Right, I'm tired of talking about Becky Lynn.
Shut up, Dan. Just enjoy it.
Give me Lacey Evans all day.
Kevin, I got a big gut Owens.
Whoa.
What? I got a big gut?
When did we start fat shaming on this show?
You. You always made fun of Kevin Owens. I said it looked like he lost some weight.
Get some help.
Thank you, Michael Jordan.
I said it looked like Kevin Owens lost a little weight. Dan goes, where?
Thank you, NBA Hall of Famer Michael Jordan. So, I guess Kevin Owens is the best in the world now.
Yeah, technically.
Is that how that works?
Because after nearly a year of running roughshod through the roster, someone finally defeated Shane McMahon.
Poor Shane McMahon.
KO gets the win with the stunner on Shane, which KO's career was on the line, guys. I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah.
But Shane almost took Kevin Owens' career.
I'm pretty sure he would have just went to Raw.
Like a whole...
You're fired! Probably Vince wouldn't even have showed up. He's like, you're fat fuck! Send him a FedEx!
Headbutt me!
And dude, Kevin Owens was crazy over
in
Canada on Sunday. It was... There was so much, you know, positive fan reaction.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but Kevin Owens is a fellow Canadian.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's from Canada.
I don't know if you guys know this, but they made sure to tell us everyone who was from Canada.
And it was the majority of the roster.
Anybody who almost won.
Yeah. Natty's from Canada. And nobody cared.
Ed's she came out with the Canadian flag.
Did they mention that Brock was from Canada, or Brock lives in Canada?
No.
Brock
didn't
is from Minnesota.
Okay, but he lives in Canada now. And he got a huge babyface reaction until about halfway through the match when the crowd went, okay, Seth's not that
was,
bad.
Until about he was spinning him on his rope or on his rib tape.
Right? Yeah,
so
which was awesome.
Yeah, which was pretty great. That rib tape that does nothing. He got his Seth got his ribs taped by DDP. I heard before the match. So even with the inclusion of Elias as the special enforcer, guys,
2 nights in a row,
KO gets the victory and seems to be picking up steam with his first. This is really his first big babyface push
ever since
he's been under the WWE. He was a babyface for about 2 hours when he came into NXT, and then he immediately turned on Sami Zayn at the end of his first takeover. He didn't even last the whole show. So the KO and Shane thing, it continued kind of.
Yeah, he got a big fine, I heard.
$100,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. But
a lot of money.
It's got to be done, right? It's done, right?
Don't sound like it's done, does it?
No, I don't think it'll end. Do you think they'll do Hell in a Cell? They'll probably do Hell in a Cell.
And Elias was back on SmackDown as with that really cool tank top, ref tank top, because he's jacked.
Yeah. Jacked, bro.
I mean, I could cut you a ref tank top like that.
Yeah, but I'm not jacked like Elias.
Pretty jacked.
If I fucking get off my fat ass, I would be. Lift some weights.
I mean, you have to do massive amounts of...
At the Rhino Gym.
Of HGH and stuff. Yeah, I mean, who wants to do all that?
Why not?
I think it was like on Parks and Rec, it was like, jogging's the worst. I know it's healthy for you, but at what cost?
It's awful.
It is really bad. Let's assume...
Okay.
That Kevin Owens and Shane is not going to be on our TV anymore. Let's just assume it. Let's do wishful thinking.
I feel like you're going to be really upset, though.
Okay. I'm always
look at me like
I'm always let down by WWE, so it's
not
nothing
true.
New. What would you like to see Kevin Owens do next?
I heard him and Sami Zayn have never fought.
That's interesting.
That's pretty good.
I like it. Who else?
I think he needs a. He needs a belt run again, but he's
maybe
a baby face.
Maybe the 205
now.
Live title?
305.
He does look like he's about 205.
Maybe he cut his legs off.
But Dan, hold on. You know.
Oh, no. Breaking news.
He's going to fight Shane McMahon all the way through Hell in a Cell.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
What are they doing with Nakamura is who's
he's the Intercontinental Champion.
I had to ask you guys.
I said, why not?
Who's the Intercontinental Champion?
Why can't they give Owens the title? Why he's got a little steam going?
I got an idea. How about you give me the belt
and then I stun everybody
and then I beat everybody. Pick another name for us. They're not doing anything with Nakamura.
That's why I said, why you give Owens the title?
They you know what they should do is send him down to NXT for all the Nakamura.
They just send him to New Japan.
Just like mail him there.
Yeah. We got Street Profits.
My buddies, the Street Profits, were successful to my surprise again because I'm terrible at picking matches.
No shit.
I mean, that's not a surprise to anybody. They were successful in their title defense against the Undisputed Era at TakeOver on Saturday. And these mofos were huge in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are either one of these guys Canadian? I didn't know.
No, Dan, they're both... Never mind.
Okay, you were going to say African-American. Mm. And there are black people in Canada.
What?
I will... Well done,
there
sir.
There you go.
That was good. They were huge in Canada. Everybody in Canada had like their solo cups out. And
do you think they... Okay, really quick, for all that stuff, do you think they hand all that shit out at the beginning?
They got to, right?
Like, they're like, here's your Johnny Gargano sign, here's your Boss Time sign, here's your Becky Lynch sign.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be the guy at the next NXT show that's going to come with like a 40-pack of solo cups from Costco.
And just give them out to
everybody?
And
I'm just going to hand them out.
All right.
I mean, I think they'd let me in with those.
You could just sell them.
Yeah.
Dollar piece.
Yeah.
You probably get a
40-pack for what, like
neither
$6.
Is from Canada, by the way.
One is glad that you actually
one is from Ohio and one is from Chicago.
Okay, well, those are both pretty close to Canada.
One of them was married to your girl in NXT, Bianca Belair.
Really?
It's a lot of hair.
Not D'Angelo. Wait, which one's D'Angelo? Not D'Angelo.
Angelo
Montez Ford.
Yeah. Montez Ford is the slimmer one.
Yeah, he's the one. He's the one married to.
He's not the one that doesn't look like Anthony Anderson in Malibu's Most Wanted. He's like trying to play gangster.
I almost said Anthony Anderson. And Angelo Dawkins is the one who's like obsessed with like Maria Kanellis being pregnant and obsessed with
Nikki Cross.
He was
shooting a shot.
Yeah.
He goes, hold on, man, I'm shooting my shot.
That was the best. I like the Street Profits. I'm glad.
Yeah, they're really good.
I'm glad they're prevalent. And the match was good. They can wrestle.
Oh, dude, that was in my opinion, and this might be a hot take, but that was my favorite match on TakeOver.
Was the tag match.
You know, a lot of people are going to say Cole Gargano, of course.
I enjoyed Io. Shirai versus Candace.
Yep.
But guys, I actually like the triple threat. I thought the triple threat was a lot better than you guys said it was.
I thought it was good. There was no bad matches on there.
Yeah.
You know, there was one really
it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was fine. Well, and then they hit a Canadian destroyer and dropped somebody off their head off the top rope. And we know you guys love that.
I do love that. And unprotected chair shots.
So the Street Profits and the Undisputed Era, to me, I thought they stole the show. I thought they really won me over. And they really made you remember how good the Street Profits are. Because we've only seen them as hype men on Raw for the last several weeks.
With the belts, though.
Which I liked.
That's great.
Which is good.
When the Viking Raiders came to the main roster, and they were the tag champs.
Raider experience?
The Raider
coming
experience.
Coming soon to Six Flags.
Raider Nation.
We don't like that.
We don't like Six Flags?
No. Don't like that.
No, the Raiders. We don't
Six
like the
Flags
Raiders.
Follows us on Twitter, by the way.
What?
Like the official Six Flags, like the verified Six Flags.
That's pretty big.
Like follows us on Twitter.
Maybe we can do a live show.
Maybe.
We get some
like
season
from
passes?
Like the Buccaneer at Six Flags.
That seems awfully unnecessary, Rob.
But I thought that the Street Profits were going to lose and come to the main roster because of the fact that they had actually been on Raw for, you know, the last month and a half or so. I kind of thought that was leading us to think that they were going to, you know, drop those titles and come up sooner rather than later. So it was a surprise to me. I was pleasantly surprised that they retained the titles against the Undisputed Era on Saturday. So kind of seeing where they go from here, you know, the Viking Raiders never dropped the belts when they left, which I hate. I hate when they, you know, Asuka did it. I think Paige even did it. You know, never dropped the belts. And the Street Profits won the vacant titles, so I think there could still be like a feud there. That's something that we could maybe see play out. You know, kind of alluding to what we said earlier, main roster guys coming down to NXT when they go live on Wednesdays. I would love to see a program with the Viking Raiders coming down to NXT to kind of say, hey, we never lost these belts, and you guys are walking around like you're the real champs.
Viking Raiders are pretty busy these days.
They're busy with jobbers every week.
Yeah, I mean, they're like on main event every Wednesday.
Yep, and they're on Raw every week fighting Joe Johnson and...
Yeah. Some locals.
Sammy
Jack Joseph.
Sammy Joseph Smith.
Jack Johnson and Joe Johnson. Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson? He's the one who raised the Jackson kids and turned them all into fucking weirdos.
Terrible people.
So I think that would be something. You know, Viking Raiders are just facing jobbers on Raw anyway. I think that would be something for the Street Profits to do. What were you guys in? Impressions of the Street Profits going into TakeOver, and what were your impressions of them going out?
I like them they had a really good match. The ladder match on TakeOver 25 was really good. I mean, they're good wrestlers. Plus, they've come up straight from the developmental level.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not like indie stars that WWE signed. Like
homegrown talent.
This is homegrown talent, and they're really over. Like with the NXT crowd,
especially in Toronto,
I don't think they're there yet with the actual main roster crowd. Mm-hmm. But I think they can get there, and they're entertaining to watch, and they're damn good in the ring.
And you got to bring them back, like if they ever do a house show in Toronto, you got to bring the Street Profits.
Yeah,
back.
Why not? Because they're over like Rover.
Jason, what about you? Impressions going into TakeOver and coming out? Did they change at all?
As the guy that doesn't watch NXT. All I knew of
you
the watched Street
it before
Profits,
Will did.
Well, yeah, that's because
it's true.
I'm good at my journalist job.
Well, you haven't been at the bar five
guys.
Minutes.
I had tokens to spend.
It's exhausting.
Right? Like I said, Turtles in Time ain't gonna beat itself.
Well,
so
as long as you don't plead poverty anymore, going out to the freaking bar. Every
10
week.
Set tokens.
Okay, guy.
10 tokens.
So I had never actually seen the Street Profits wrestle in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When they first came out, I was like, oh, cool, Crime Time's here. like back in the day, not like yesterday.
I saw Crime Time at WrestleCon this year.
Yeah, I bet JTG could still go.
JTG's right? Like jacked now. Yeah. Like he got on the gas, I think.
But no, I've been liking them on Raw. I think they bring a little aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a little different. Like the thing on SummerSlam with Ric Flair was hilarious,
mm-hmm.
and it's a perfect pairing. You know, but they can go, and I was pleasantly surprised. You know, it was a good thing.
Good.
Positivity all around.
Power of positivity?
Power.
That's the new
power.
Thing. You're getting...
No pancakes, just positivity.
Oh.
Yeah,
no pancakes.
Gotcha.
So.
Who else? Who we got next?
We got two left. Adam Cole, baby!
Baby! And still, your NXT champion. Seemingly finished his feud with Johnny Gargano on Saturday, winning the rubber match between the two.
Hopefully.
Gargano DQ'd in the first fall, which was a regular match. Gargano wins the street fight portion. And then we had the frickin' Terror Dome, or whatever the hell that was.
That was neat.
With fire extinguishers,
man.
And it was just high spot city. People were getting kicking out of Canadian destroyers to tables and...
Which Mitch the Plant wasn't on this cage, though. So
no, he wasn't.
That's not cool.
He's dead.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Ambrose Asylum.
All the good stuff that WWE's done in the last few years.
The Fujami Prison.
Yeah, all the great stuff. The match, okay. I'm going to put a caveat on this. The match was entertaining. However, have you guys... I know Jason probably has because he's Mr. Twitter Machine over there. You've probably seen there's kind of been like a mixed reaction to this match. I think a lot of people thought it was either like a match of the year candidate, or some people thought that it kind of went a little long, or that it kind of wore out its welcome a little bit. Have you seen any of that on social media recently?
No, I mean, I just think...
I've seen a little bit of it.
I felt like people wanted... a wrestling match. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think they wanted the hardcore style, but I thought it added an element to something that went almost an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, we've all seen the Omega Okada stuff that goes 70 minutes, And, you know, there's some lull parts. As much as you love wrestling, mm-hmm. you know, when it's a straight 70 minutes, it's like just a lull sometimes. I don't know how to explain it. You know, maybe that makes me a bad fan.
I don't think
but,
so.
But I thought it added, you know, a different aspect. You got a lot of wrestling in the beginning, and then you got, you know, the hardcore element, and then you got this fucking crazy lethal lockdown cage that came out of nowhere, you know? And
Chamber like, of great. Horrors.
Great. Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, I enjoyed it personally. From a, I guess you'd say, a casual fan mm-hmm. aspect, but
I like the pacing of the match. I thought that the pacing was really good. Like it started off with the regular match, and it was just near falls left and right, and then it started to slow down a little bit more towards the like during the street fight, and then it was just chaos through the entire cage part. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
I think it might have been Fox and Orion on the STF Underground podcast this week that said that he kind of the way it broke down, he kind of wished that it would just been booked as like a one hour Iron Man match, and then you could have still done those falls where Johnny Gargano gets disqualified yeah. and you still could have done those things, but if it was an Iron Man match, it kind of would have been like the completion of the story. I don't know. It just it seemed like it got a little bit too much. I'm probably just being nitpicky, you know, because these guys.
You?
Are, yeah. No. Not me. That doesn't sound like me.
No,
I never
sound
do that.
Like you. Just enjoy it.
You know. I wonder if the middle finger can come through the the audio. No. Portion of this podcast.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
Okay, well, both of you, I think, are being a little rough on poor old Dan here.
I mean,
I think that it a little bit toward the end, especially, it got to the point where it was just a little bit too much for me. I don't know how many times you can kick each other in the face and no sell it. That it kind of like
probably could have done it for another hour.
I mean, they did it for close to, and I'm sure they could have done it all day.
It was funny because I think I remember texting our group chat. I go, fuck, takeover's 3 hours yeah. now? Well, little did I know, one match was 55
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, one match was yep. 55
And I go,
minutes.
Oh, well, maybe that's why.
But guys are like kicking out of like Canadian destroyers through tables and stuff now. Like, what's it going to take to like put somebody away? And little did I know that they had to stack up. Tables. Like 17 tables
yeah.
with barbed wire
yeah.
uh-huh.
and light it on fire and set off an atomic bomb.
I don't remember that part.
It happened.
Did it?
Go yeah. back and look up. They might have edited it out of the YouTube version.
That's interesting.
But it was on the network.
I do like the I did think the part of him, like them climbing the ladder to go up and grab a piece of barbed wire and cut it off.
Mm.
I was like, all right, that's a little much. But... Yeah.
I thought it made sense though.
Yeah, I know, but it's like you're grabbing it with your bare hand.
Every fight I've been in, I have had to climb up somewhere with
to get some barbed wire.
To get barbed wire, so
because you had to get extreme.
Yeah, I get extreme in all my fights.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're like, you want to go outside? I was like, hold on,
let me get a cookie sheet.
I go out to my van and get my cookie sheets and ladders and bolt cutters.
I'm still trying to figure out why would someone put the bolt cutters in there?
Because there was handcuffs too. So in case you got it,
okay,
you got it, the whole cage was cool. It was surrounded by just
it was
shit.
Yeah.
Although I did like right when they dropped it, the first thing you spotted was a sledgehammer right
yeah.
in the center of the vision.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put my sledgehammer right
I think,
here.
Maybe put a little bit of the Triple H. Dust on this match.
There was two sledgehammers.
Yeah, yeah. There was.
Johnny had a little trouble getting the sledgehammer out. I think they made the zip ties
a little too tight.
Little man. Little man, maybe if you weren't such a pussy, you could get the sledgehammer out of the zip ties.
Yeah, a little trouble. He got him out. Got it out, though. Motherfuckers got, like, hit in the face and like with a sledgehammer, like, kicked out, you know. But, you know, who am I? Who am I to judge? You know, these two guys should both go to the main roster and immediately beat Brock Lesnar.
So that you bring up an interesting point and a question that I have.
Nothing hurts them.
As someone that's something that starts to get a little to me is when do false finishes become too much?
Excellent.
And I'm just
question.
Curious
nope,
because
that's a
there's
great question.
There's been a few matches on NXT specifically and actually I think on AEW a couple times
mm-hmm.
already that becomes almost more of a story than the finish. You know what I mean? And yep. I just wonder when it's overkill. And maybe that's for another time.
I think it has to be... They have to do it the right way.
Yes.
You can do false finishes the entire match, but the beginning of the match, you know it's not going to end. But, when you start getting more towards the 30-minute mark, the 40-minute mark, that's when you're kind of sitting there, and every single false finish, you're just like, oh, shit. Oh.
I mean, I'm totally on board with what you're saying. On the other hand, at least they're going for pins.
No, I agree.
Whereas, in AEW, Jim Ross was kind of upset because they were... Why the hell are you trying to win a match? You're not even going for a damn pinfall.
Ten minutes in here, wow, these chairs.
I slatted myself in barbecue sauce and I got 54 kendo sticks under the ring.
There was one spot there in the match that really it looked painful. So when Cole took the tornado DDT off the ring or off the top rope, and he hit his head on the top.
Oh, he just landed right on his head.
He hit his head on the top of the chair.
Oh,
yeah. The top of the chair, you can't give it.
Yeah, they missed the middle part of the chair, and he just hits his head.
Guys,
just
but the top of the chair is the softest part of the chair.
That's true. That's usually where the padding is.
It's the most forgiving part of the chair. Let's not be pussies here.
Yeah. It's just...
Before we move on...
There's still a name.
You know, kind of looking forward for Adam Cole. Looks like we're going to get a little bit of longer run of Adam Cole as NXT champion, which is awesome, I think.
Where does he go next?
Great question. Who's next for him? ACH won that newcomer tournament for the title. I guess Jordan Miles is his name now.
I knew the tournament. I just didn't know
that. He fought your boy Trevor Lee.
Oh, wow. Trevor Lee didn't job early?
No, he jobbed in the finals. ACH won that newcomer tournament, and he apparently gets a title, an NXT title shot at whatever title he wants. So, so that could be an opponent going forward for Adam Cole. The rest of the Undisputed Era was actually unsuccessful in their title shots at TakeOver. So what happens with them now?
See, that's where I'm confused. So
you were like me. You thought it was going to be the night of the Undisputed Era.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. So so I would... If I would have watched this the night of and I would have seen that the Undisputed Era would have lost the tag match, I would have been like, okay, Adam Cole's probably going to lose his belt.
Yes,
Adam
Cole,
But I thought it would have made a lot of sense for them to just do a clean sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Or just lose, everybody loses and then they come up to the main roster. I think they need to be on the main roster. I think they could be another new Shield type faction up
there. We think that. However, I don't think... I don't trust WWE booking enough. You know, the thing about the Undisputed Era is I thought, too, that they should have been a clean sweep. But then at the end of the night, when it didn't happen, I kind of said, well, that would have been really obvious. That would have been almost expected for them to do that. So I'm kind of glad that they didn't do that. I'm kind of glad that they even came out and helped carry Adam Cole out because he had just barely survived his match with Johnny Gargano. I thought that was cool. So going forward, I mean, Matt Riddle's got to eventually get a shot at that title, but it looks like he's tied up with Killian Dane for a little while.
Great.
That'll probably be pretty good.
Wait a minute, Jason. I thought for a second that you were saying that it was great, but now I sense a little sarcasm.
No, it was great.
Okay.
Seems great.
Again, Jason.
That's great.
I'm sensing a little
bit. Wanted more. Although the drop off the stage was fine.
Yeah, there was a little Matt Riddle, Killian Dane interaction at the show.
They took a security guard with
them. Yeah, that dude almost died. He was like, oh, he just laid there flat.
Killian
Dane's a large gentleman to fall
really
on you.
That kind of didn't need to be on the show.
You gotta have the King of Bros on the show.
Yeah. Bro.
Have him wrestle somebody then.
Yeah.
Goldberg's not his bro.
Put him in that match for the North American title.
Get rid of the women's championship match belt.
Whoa, okay. Don't be like Dougie Wrestling now and hate women.
Yeah, I don't. I thought the second best match of the night was Candice LeRae versus Io Shirai.
Yeah.
Great.
A lot of people picked that as their
match
of the night.
Fantastic. Do we have to talk about Seth?
He's left, Jason, we got one really last name. To. Seth freaking Rollins.
Burn it down!
I'd rather just not do that.
Okay, we'll make it quick.
Just kidding.
It was a surprise for me, as you guys also said earlier in the show, given how Seth's been booked since WrestleMania with the dull Becky, Seth, Lacey, Corbin angle, kind of the dwindling of a reaction to Seth that we've been getting to, not to him, but to his title reign. Seth beat Brock clean on Sunday to regain the Universal Championship. No dick punches.
Good.
He fought back through adversity. It wasn't a two-minute win for Seth like it was at Mania. It wasn't a Brock squash. It was actually a really good match. And Seth looked like the world beater that he should have looked like at Mania.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got there, but we just took the scenic route to get there.
Yeah. We
didn't take the interstate. We, like, went, like, off the, you know, and we saw like the world's biggest rocking chair on the side of the road.
But then there's a couple good restaurants along the way.
Yeah, little diners, like a random
Lambert's Home of the Throw Rolls. Yeah, just sitting out there.
You can get like a greasy cheeseburger. Yeah,
it's great.
You won't get there as fast, but you'll get there.
It's probably an Applebee's where you can get a really good cheeseburger.
Really good brunch burger.
I mean, it's an okay burger. I mean, it's a.
Have you ever had a brunch burger? I think I'm going to take you to get one.
I mean, it's just like a...
Have you ever had a brunch burger?
Okay, sir. Now, the thing about the brunch burger at Applebee's, I know we're getting off track here, it has hash browns.
It has hash browns.
Okay, see, I'm not big on potatoes on a burger. I like the egg, though. I do like the egg. But the hash browns is where it's at. I get a burger with an egg and bacon on it at a lot of establishments I go to.
And it's delicious.
But I'm not. Can I get the hash browns on the side, maybe?
Or no.
Can you cut them into like thinly sliced pieces of potato and deep fry them and then heavily salt them?
And make them fry?
Like French fries?
Yeah. French fries.
So like freedom fries?
You could just put French fries on there instead of hash browns.
You could do that too.
I don't know.
Put the French fries on there with the hash browns.
You're getting crazy like my wife gets. She gets like a burger and she puts like an onion ring on it. And then she puts like a chicken ring on it. She goes to White Castle.
And chicken rings.
And she's just, don't encourage her. She just puts like everything that White Castle sells. She'll put like a piece of cheesecake like on a burger. Like cheesecake on a stick. She puts anything that White Castle sells on her burger because the burgers are pretty thin. But now that we're talking, I kind of want some White Castles.
I had the Impossible Burger from White Castles just recently.
What did it taste like?
It tasted like a White Castle burger.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it did.
Are we doing a live read for White Castle?
No, right? I thought it was damn good. I was really surprised, actually.
I heard that it's all plants, but they even put like some fake like juice in there too.
Yeah. It was really good.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we'll all go get an Impossible Whopper.
Okay. Soon. Oh, now we're doing a live read for Burger King.
We're talking about eating less meat.
Apparently, you guys got checks in the mail from these places, and
who doesn't have an Impossible Burger? McDonald's.
Is this a live read for McDonald's?
They have a really good Alaskan cod sandwich.
Alaskan cock sandwich. I like it.
Anyway, now that the Rhino Fast Food Hour is over.
Yep, we were talking about Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah, small cock sandwiches.
Whoa! He has a very average-sized member.
He's the champion we can all get
back. He's a champion of the people. Yeah. He's got the people's dog. Very average.
The man's man.
Yeah. Seth, like I said, looked like the world beater that he should have looked like at WrestleMania. Brock not getting his rematch, like we talked about earlier. And then on Monday, get the OC drop ready, if you could. Seth was getting a beatdown from the OC. California! And Ricochet came out, speaking of dongs. Speaking of sending pictures of your dong and or anus area out. He got saved by Ricochet, but he also got shaved.
Shaved? This got weird real quick.
Yeah, that was a Freudian slip if I ever heard one. He also got saved by another individual on Monday, didn't he?
It's boss time!
He did not get saved by Sasha Banks. There you go. You're having a good show. You're having a big show on the board over there. Normally, we've had some of our friends complain about you operating the board, like our buddy Alex. Shout out to Alex out there who has a show, who has a podcast called At Least You Tried.
That's true.
Where they review shitty movies mm-hmm. and whatnot. So follow our buddy Alex and the At Least You Tried podcast. Who, dude, they've got like 120 episodes.
They're great.
Of their podcast.
Yeah, they're great. We're on 92.
They quit their jobs.
93.
And they quit their jobs and apparently just record podcasts.
Consistently.
All day. Just watch shitty movies, listen to shitty albums, and record podcasts all day. So Sounds good. Shout out to Alex and the At Least You Tried podcast. But Seth got saved by Braun, and the scuttlebutt going around now is that we could be seeing Braun against Seth at Clash of Champions. So, guys, I know we're all really excited for
this. No, God, please, no! 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 No!
No, don't like that.
Now, wait a minute, guys. Braun is a future Hall of Famer.
Stop it. Get some help.
Seth is a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's
and now true. We're going to see really good stuff between these two.
One of them.
You know, like we said, when he came out of WrestleMania, it was just really bad booking. And so it's good to see now that he's finally won the belt. He's got the crowd behind him. And he's going to get some good booking.
I thought we were going to see like an AJ program.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
You know, with the OC. California. On the sidelines there, you know, you thought that maybe Seth would be in jeopardy. But no, it looks like we might be getting Braun Strowman. So that's something to look forward to? Question mark?
Maybe Seth joins up with the OC. That'd be cool. Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Go ahead and hit that again. California!
What if Seth is the one that's attacking Roman Reigns?
Oh.
I think I'm pretty sure it was forklift error.
Yeah, but that guy called in sick that day.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I thought it was also Uber era. That like somebody just like got a little out of control with the Uber there.
Like somebody order an Uber? Get one star.
That was Jey Uso driving.
Whoa!
Okay.
Well, I guess we're just making fun of people that get DUIs now.
I think it'd be cool if it was the Undisputed Era that was going after Roman Reigns. Now that's just me.
That would be cool.
There's a lot of options, and none of them are going to be.
No, it's probably like still Eric Rowan.
Like I told when Dougie.
We'll find out next week.
When Great. Dougie Wrestling was on the show a couple weeks ago, he had a cool idea, and I said, you know that sounds cool, so you know that's not going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's a good idea, and that would be cool, and we can't do anything cool.
Can we just, it's not really about Seth, but can we talk about how great the ending to SmackDown was?
It's probably Mojo Rawley.
With just Daniel Bryan mm-hmm. just being fucking nuts.
Daniel Bryan and, pulling an O.J. Simpson saying he's going to look for the real killer.
And
O.J.'s still looking for the real killer, by the way.
Fucking, the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
That's right.
And I just thought SmackDown was really good this week, all front to back. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
Daniel Bryan said he's going to reveal next week who the real
person is.
And it I think it might be Mojo Rawley.
Roman had to apologize.
Mojo Rawley? Mojo Rawley?
I love that pause in there where all of us are kind of just like, we know Jericho's going to say it again. And so we're all just kind of patiently waiting like on the edge of our seats.
At this point, I don't know if I'm okay with it being Daniel Bryan. I want something interesting.
I think Daniel Bryan would be interesting.
Would it though?
You don't want to see Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns? Yeah, I want to see
that'd
that.
Be great.
No.
Like, and I'm actually being honest here.
Yeah,
I know
that'd
we've
be
been
awesome.
Like 90% of what we said today has been sarcastic.
That's not true. But that'd be awesome.
That even what you just said right there was sarcastic.
I just hate it when it's like such a build up to something, and it's not something that's like really like game changing
like
cool.
Luke Harper. Because then he's going to join Rowan to Daniel Bryan.
That should have happened already, by the way.
I could see it.
Because Luke Harper should be doing something
anything
right now.
I mean,
really
that would be
good.
Fine.
Would it be fine?
I guess.
All that build.
See, all that build for Will to say that'll be fine.
That'll be fine.
And it'll be the return of the Bludgeon Brothers with their cool mallets.
It's like, I didn't go get that real burger, that really good burger from that, like, the hole-in-the-wall diner that you guys wanted. But I was able to stop by McDonald's, and you go, that'll be fine.
It's a quarter pound.
You know, I'll eat it.
Man, it's fine.
It's a tasty burger.
I eat McDonald's.
It's good. Yeah. I'm. It's fine.
Did you give me one of those fish sandwiches?
I mean, I'm not made of money here. Like, the filet of fish is kind of, it's like,
what are those, like, $6?
They're pretty expensive. Yeah. I mean, that is high quality Alaskan cod.
We're like $2 triple cheese.
Did you say Alaskan cod?
Pardon me?
Alaskan cod?
Huh?
Oh.
Okay.
I thought you misspoke.
Alaskan cod.
Yep, that's not it.
That's what I said. That's what I meant. So Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, really excited about it.
No.
And then Jason is. And I are excited about the potential of Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
and Will, apparently that's not good enough.
I just want something cool.
I like the storyline. I like the way it's going. Buddy Murphy's getting thrown around like a rag doll.
Why is Daniel Bryan attacking Roman Reigns? Why?
Okay, I think there could be a story there. Okay, so when Daniel Bryan...
It's because Roman Reigns doesn't recycle?
I bet he doesn't.
Yeah.
That greasy piece of shit. When Daniel Bryan almost came back a couple years ago, when he came back for a little while and then had to leave again, and we thought it was forever, Daniel Bryan came back at the Royal Rumble. We were all disappointed that when Bray Wyatt eliminated him. But then there was that match at Fastlane when Daniel Bryan fought Roman Reigns, and the winner was going to go on to WrestleMania. And they had an awesome match. And Daniel Bryan... You know, the fans were turning against Roman Reigns, but Daniel Bryan kind of put over Roman Reigns and raised his hand and said, this is the guy. And then Daniel Bryan, I think, might have won the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania, but then immediately had to retire.
Yep.
We thought, forever. I think there's a story there, man. I think there's a story where he could say that, you know, that was me, you know, not, you know, my head wasn't right. I was still dealing with post-concussion issues, and that should have been me. You know, I hate to take the Dolph Ziggler thing, but you didn't get me at my best, and you took a moment away from me, and I think that they could kind of turn that into a story if they want to, relive past history. I think there's something they could do there.
Plus, I saw you throw plastic in the trash
can. And you had a six pack. Mm-hmm. Vitamin waters, and you had that little six pack plastic ringy thing.
And you didn't cut
it up, and now a dolphin's dead. Fuck you, Roman Reigns.
Whoa. God.
Fuck you.
Roman Reigns killing dolphins?
Yeah, dolphin killing motherfucker.
Asshole.
Wow.
Damn.
See, you got
dolphin. Boo, Roman.
And now aren't you invested in this feud?
I am.
I was before, but yeah.
And he goes, sign me up.
Now I gotta watch SmackDown again on Tuesday.
And if it's not that, then we're just gonna be upset.
If it's not that.
Well, that's it for the segment one, Rhino Roulette. We are gonna do some emails in segment two. We got quite a potpourri of stuff to cover in segment two that I'm really excited about. You can always send those to us at rhinowrestlingreview@gmail.com. And we are going to be back in segment two to answer quite a few of those emails that we're really trying to kind of clear the cachet of emails here. A couple weeks ago, we did an all email show, and now we're going to answer quite a few of your queries.
So we're just scraping the bottom.
With the emphasis on queries.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, kind of like everything on this show.
The good stuff for us.
I think everything on this show is kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel. That's kind of like... We used to be the best wrestling podcast within walking distance of the Missouri River, and now it's Rhino Wrestling Review. Now it's Rhino Wrestling Review scraping the bottom of the barrel. So it's Dan Rhino, Will Lewis, Jason Calcibetta, brought to you by our friends at ProWrestling.com. We'll be back in segment two. Stay tuned. Final segment here on the Rhino Wrestling Review. Dan Rhino, Will Lewis, Jason Calcibetta.
What up?
Reunited, and it feels so good. Brought to you by our friends at ProWrestling.com. And we're going to answer some emails here in segment two. You can always send us your emails at RhinoWrestlingReview@gmail.com or tweet us at Rhino_Wrestling.
We didn't get a copy of the emails.
They were in the PDF that I sent you last night.
I think that one's in my junk folder.
I sent it on the Facebook chat. And I sent it also today.
I know.
So I said it twice.
The majority of that does go to the junk folder.
Spam.
Now, I can see you not seeing it last night because Jason and I kind of went down a baseball GIF rabbit hole.
That happens a lot.
Will was trying to sleep. It's like 1 in the morning. It was like a Randy Orton. Ding, ding, ding.
Like, what the hell?
Why are we talking about Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood so much? First email comes from Paul in St. Louis.
Hall of Famer.
He is on the Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
I think Mark the Mark is getting there. I don't think he's ready quite yet.
Two spots open, guys.
But he's there. He writes, is AEW doing a good enough job promoting All Out? It's only 2 weeks away, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of buzz. What do you guys think?
I see stuff for it all the time.
On what platforms?
Facebook, YouTube.
I'm legitimately asking, not being sarcastic. No. I know that's hard for us to process.
Facebook, YouTube.
90% of our interactions with each other.
I'm trying to think of other platforms that I'm seeing it on. But a lot of social media sites.
Now, which one of you guys was telling me that you were watching...
MySpace.
TNT. Jason, you were watching Die Hard 42 on TNT.
Yeah, Live Free, Die Hard. And every other commercial break, they were doing a commercial for AEW.
That was for the TV show, right?
Yeah,
Yeah. So, I mean, I think
they're doing All Out the same way they did everything else, which is they're doing the road to All Out, the show.
Yeah.
And then everything else is on BTE besides Twitter stuff.
They're advertised on BET?
Yep.
BTE.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to think,
the elite. Okay. Yeah.
They have a
I used to watch BET a lot back in the day.
They have a certain amount of subscribers so they have almost 400,000 subscribers that they reach on a daily basis.
That's as many as listen to this show, though.
Yeah.
So
they reach them on a daily basis. They're always publishing stuff on their Facebook
page. We got Six Flags following us. I mean, that's big.
It's pretty big. What about the creepy old guy that dances all the time on the commercial?
The Venga Bus? Is that what it is?
Venga Boys?
Is that what's the song?
The Venga Bus is coming, and everybody's jumping.
New York to San Francisco.
Stop it. Get some help.
Okay, we will get some help. So apparently, Paul, the boys across from me think that AEW's doing a fine job, and I just think you need to fuck off.
I don't know how.
Whoa, that's not what we said. That's not what you guys said.
You wrote it on a piece of paper and passed it to me.
I don't know. There's no paper.
I have it right here.
That's your paper.
You gave to me.
Oh, Jesus.
How could you promote it, guys? There's no TV show. What do you want them to do?
Put it on Twitch. The Pursuit Network?
No one's going to see it.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
How do you expect all the people who watch Man vs. Bears all the time?
That sounds great.
Watch Man vs. Bears.
Will it fly?
Will it fly?
Does it fly?
If it flies?
If it flies.
Aren't you guys tired of this joke yet?
No, it's great. to Will and I, it's just as new as the day it was born.
Yeah.
Super Stan writes, not just regular Stan, he's Super Stan here.
Hmm.
This is when he's all roided up.
He kicks out at two.
He kicks out at one. Saturday night seemed to be the first time Candice LeRae was actually portrayed as the great wrestler that she is, instead of just Johnny Gargano's wife. Do you see her in the same class as the Four Horsewoman, or is she a rung or two below? I got to agree that this was the first time we really got to see Candice LeRae. They let her out of the cage and let her do her thing, and you know, arguably match of the night. A lot of people thought.
Also, she had a good partner, which helps.
She did.
Which is all that matters.
You know, so sad though.
She's so sad.
You see how sad she is.
That's okay.
Like
she's like, oh, I'm a heel now.
Man.
I'm so sad. I'm gonna have to kick your ass.
She's got new music, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It's like
new gear, new music. Mm-hmm. New everything.
I like heel.
Yeah,
sure, right.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
She's pretty amazing. But Candice LeRae is a pretty awesome in-ring performer as well. I think that everybody is kind of a rung below the Charlottes and the Sashas and the Beckys and the Baileys. I think everybody's Everybody else is a rung below that. I don't think she's far from them though. I think she can go just as well as any of those girls.
I will say that women's wrestling on NXT was a lot more interesting to watch when Bayley and Sasha and Becky and Charlotte were in there. Mm-hmm. Nowadays it's like some of it's pretty good, but there's a reason why there was usually only one women's match on the card, which back in the day there used to be like two or three or whatever the case is, but they'll get there eventually.
It takes time to reload when you bring up so much talent. And, you know, they got Bianca Belair, who's still so freaking young, man. And, like, Casey Catanzaro, who's still so... She's so talented, but so green right now. They're bringing in, like... I love that they're bringing in, like, these veterans, like Mia Kim. Or Mia Yim, I'm sorry. Yeah. I love that... I got her mixed up with Gail Kim. It was wishful thinking on... Jason's like, huh? What? I love that they're bringing in these ladies who have done things in other promotions and bringing them in to kind of like not only give them a look but also kind of mentor these young girls as well. I think it's a really positive thing. But as far as Candice LeRae, you know, in relation to the Four Horsewomen, you know, she can go with any of them in the ring, man.
Yeah.
Like that match on Saturday was really cool. What's in the box? Writes, Buddy Murphy versus Roman Reigns was the best SmackDown match I've seen this year. I'm hoping this catapults Murphy to the main event scene, but I'm not sure I have enough faith in WWE's ability to push him.
Sir, you forgot Rey Mysterio versus
Andrade
Cien Almas.
I mean, that was really good.
He had a couple of really good ones.
But Jason, you said earlier, man, that match Buddy Murphy and Roman Reigns, that was a hell of a match.
Had me paid full attention.
There was a couple times that I thought Buddy Murphy
was
going to
put him
win
over.
That. I thought he was going to win.
They hit him with a few V triggers.
And I told you guys like Buddy Murphy, Roman Reigns last week. I said, dude, I'm fucking here for this.
Yeah,
Then they had the match, and Buddy Murphy didn't go over, but he got over.
Yeah.
And credit to Roman Reigns, he was selling his ass off. And Will, I know you're not a big Reigns guy. But Roman Reigns looked pretty good on Tuesday.
Looked great.
He had a good partner.
Ha!
Yeah, there you go. There we go.
There's always something there. Yep. How far do you think Buddy Murphy can go? Do you think he can only ascend to like upper mid-card? Or do you think he can eventually be... You think he eventually could be a WWE champion?
He'd probably be a good heel.
I wouldn't say WWE champion, but I would say Intercontinental.
Because
he's
as big as Kofi, you know?
Yeah.
And he's as big as Daniel Bryan, you know, so size isn't an issue.
They must think highly of him because in everything he's been in the last 3 weeks, he's with two Surefire Hall of Famers and Rowan. So
three Surefire Hall of Famers then. Just say
so anytime he's on the camera lately, he's with either Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns, which right instantly gives you a rub.
Yeah,
you
level up.
Yeah,
immediately.
Instantly. Especially Daniel Bryan. I mean, I think they have, I don't know if you want to say plans for him, but I think they're doing something new, which is, you know, that's great.
I just don't understand why they would let, you know, like 350-pound Roman Reigns go up against 205-pound Buddy Murphy.
Oh, because if you listened to the podcast last week, which I know you didn't because you were at the bar. Sandra from Inside the Ropes, shout out to Sandra, said that there's a special Buddy Murphy scale that they use because he's not.
I believe you also said, remember when Mike Kanellis came back all jacked?
Yeah.
You were like, okay.
Okay, yeah. 265. Yeah. Mr. 265. This might be my favorite name. Captain Insano shows no mercy.
That's amazing.
Right. After Daniel Cormier beats Stipe Miocic this weekend, he's bringing that UFC belt to the first SmackDown on Fox, isn't he?
I hope so.
There has been rumors that Fox wanted UFC heavyweight and former UFC light heavyweight champ Daniel Cormier to be a part of the SmackDown broadcast team. We know Daniel is a big professional wrestling fan. That could be a career that he transitions to after his MMA career is over. First of all, I do think Daniel Cormier is going to beat Stipe Miocic this weekend because he handled him pretty well the first time he fought him. I think Daniel Cormier is one of the greatest heavyweight MMA fighters of all time. Do you think there's any chance, or give me a percentage chance, Daniel Cormier shows up on the first SmackDown show?
85%.
85%?
Wow.
Holy shit.
I think they're going to try to pump it. I think they're going to try to do this UFC, WWE.
Oh, dude. Like,
yeah.
I think it might...
Could make a lot of sense.
Just move the table.
That might be why they're keeping Brock around for a little while.
Interesting. Jason, what do you think?
I got a lot lower. I'm thinking like 10, 15 tops.
That's still like...
I mean, I think there's a realistic chance because, I mean... You know, you think he's really going to care? Dana White says no.
I mean, what
if Dana White has his champion on channel two?
Even if Daniel Cormier just does announcing, and just has like the belt there,
just sitting on,
Like on
sitting on the commentary table,
just letting you guys know, this is here, this is who I am.
I'm the champ.
I'm legit.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a 2-division champion in UFC.
I think there's something there because really they can tie it over and Brock Lesnar can fight him in the octagon and have that WWE tie-in.
Kind of tying in earlier we talked about with Trish Stratus. Brock Lesnar, air quotes, retired from UFC, but that could be just a negotiating ploy.
Probably failed another test, though.
Yeah,
he'd probably have to sit out another year.
Speaking of MMA and pro wrestling, did you see any highlights of Cain Velasquez in
AAA?
In AAA?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
not bad. He looked pretty good.
Not bad. I was going to ask you about that because you're the MMA guy.
For a guy who has no... this guy has negative charisma. Like, if we were doing his... If we were doing his like power ratings on WWE like 2K19, he would have like negative
everything
charisma and like all the physical attributes would be off the charts. But so I don't know how he'll do in pro wrestling, but he's fucking over in Mexico, man. So you know that's an easy.
With
that's
a name
easy.
Like Velasquez,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't believe that.
He's actually got brown pride like tattooed on his chest, so he's legit.
They just pair him with Conan.
Yeah,
and you're in there like
Smolale. Yeah. Ken in Kansas City writes, "Why does Dan hate Dave Meltzer so much?"
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got a few notes here.
Of course you do.
My first one being, he puts every podcast or interview I've ever heard him is just him putting himself over for 2 hours.
That's not true.
He doesn't admit when he's wrong.
That's also not true.
I'm convinced. I am 100% convinced.
Yo, look how upset he's
that he
just talking
that,
about it.
That he make he just makes some shit up just to get subscribers. I'm not everything. I know he's got sources. I know he's got his fucking lemmings everywhere. I'm 100% convinced that sometimes he just like on a random Sunday night when he needs more words to put in his newsletter that he just makes shit up. He gets fed info by disgruntled people, so it's coming from like a disreputable source as it is, and he relays it as fact. He takes scuttlebutt and reports it as fact. Like, if you want to report it as rumors, that's one thing. But when you report it as this is happening, this is fact, and just plans change. You know, whenever he's wrong, he said, no, that was going to happen, but they changed plans at the last minute. Just admit that you were wrong.
Makes
but
a
he
lot
doesn't
of sense.
Do it. And the
plans,
other thing.
Plans do change.
The other thing that bothers me is that he wants to maintain journalistic integrity and say that he's like the last remaining like pro wrestling journalist, but he's obviously in bed with AEW. He's obviously in bed with these guys and sucking off the Young Bucks. And
whoa,
yeah,
that's some.
The Young Bucks are. Pretty
I'm reporting
good,
it as fact.
Damn,
he was going to suck them off, and plans change.
Oh shit.
But
plus, he body shamed Peyton Royce.
He did. Oh God, what a piece of shit!
Yeah,
he got a. She got a little, a little thicker since she, came.
He
up
said heavy.
I mean,
you're right.
At least report it right.
You're right. That's better.
He just said she wasn't wrestling as well as what he meant
because
you
she's carrying some extra weight there. I think he's obviously in bed.
Dave Meltzer, 59 years of age. You think? He would just go around reporting fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would. I think absolutely he would.
Fake news.
He's also probably more jacked than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's on steroids. Matt in Minneapolis writes, WWE is going all in with NXT on FS1 going live for on Wednesdays to battle AEW. Now, just kind of a caveat here. We think it's FS1, but their reports came out today that it could potentially still be up in the air. Matt continues, what kind of changes do you expect to the show now that it may be longer and have the removal of the safety net of editing and on an actual TV network? So, 2 hours versus 1 hour, live versus taped, TV network versus WWE network. What kind of changes do you think they would have to make?
Longer matches.
Okay.
More matches.
Okay.
Probably a little bit more like storyline and backstage segments. I mean, okay. That probably easily fill 2 hours
just
right
stretching
there.
Stretching it out,
just
yeah.
Stretch. Give it a, just take it to the dungeon.
Give them stretch, the old Stu Hart stretch. My question to you guys is, if it comes to a network as we expect it to be, if it's live as we expect it to be, if it's going head-to-head with AEW as we expect it to be, how involved, because right now Vince is not very involved in NXT, if at all. That changes dramatically, doesn't it?
Nah.
You don't think so?
No, I think he lets Triple H still continue to do it because Triple H knows what he's doing.
Okay, now, first of all, you're giving me hope, and I don't like being given hope because I just get let down.
Yeah. Well, you know, Vince is relinquishing control over Raw and over SmackDown in some form of capacity.
Yeah,
he's about to sell the company.
The XFL starts in 6 months.
He's
We don't even have a team name yet.
Literally,
in St. Louis,
it starts in 6 months.
We'll probably have a soccer team name before our actual.
There is no way that you can run three nights of wrestling, front to back. Literally three nights front to back, and then worry about an entire football league.
Yep. I just won't sleep, pal.
We already know. You've seen the bags under his eyes. He doesn't sleep. But that's where you get the Bischoff and Heyman, and then Triple H can do.
And then Disney buys the WWE.
Yeah, shut up. Sounds right.
You can't wish that into existence.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
We're not wishing it into existence. It's happening.
It's not going to happen.
I'm thinking we're going to see more. I think I kind of said it earlier. I think we're going to see WWE main roster cameos on NXT. I think we're going to see more pre-produced video packages, meaning that I think right now you have the safety net of having a taped show. So when you have these people that are supposed to be kind of like in your developmental system and you're putting them on a taped show, you can kind of hide some of the shortcomings. You can't do that on a live show. So I think there's going to be more pre-produced packages where they can kind of edit them down and just show them, just to kind of protect the more young talent, the more inexperienced talent. I think there's going to be more stars on every week because right now, I mean, you could go 3 weeks of NXT without seeing Adam Cole.
Yeah.
You know, you can go 3 weeks without seeing Velveteen Dream. And they'll say, Velveteen Dream next week on NXT.
And I think that's something they'll have to fix.
They have
to. Obviously,
that's going to be different. I think you're going to see the stars every week. And I think you're going to have, unfortunately for some of the lower talent, I don't think they're going to get much TV time because I don't think they can afford to risk it. Yeah. You know, if it's on the network and it's taped and it's only an hour a week, you can throw Aaliyah out there and have her, like, you know, test the waters with her toe to see what the temperature is.
Right.
I don't think you could do that on a live show if you're going head-to-head with AEW and trying to, you know, knock them down a peg, no matter what they say. They are obviously very focused on AEW and putting them down. You know, like they did with when TNA tried to go head-to-head with them on Mondays.
Yeah.
They said, okay, you're going live. Well, we're going to bring Bret Hart back and put him in the ring with Shawn Michaels for the first time. And I honestly think we're going to get some quote-unquote dream matches. I think you're going to see guys like Jason, like you said, the indie darlings.
Yeah,
I think you're going to see the AJs and the Finns and the Shinskes. I think they're going to go down and have these matches. Next week, we got Johnny Gargano and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Gargano versus Sami Zayn.
We got
Johnny Gargano versus like a Cesaro.
That's just a
pure wrestling match.
Yeah,
we got 20 minutes.
We got Finn Balor and Tommaso Ciampa.
You'll send a lot of the alumni down there, and they'll spend time down there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, honestly, you could probably send a couple of them down there full time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, yeah. Fucking Shawn Michaels is already down there, like, training all the time. So, you know, who knows? I think that's a lot of the changes that we're going to see. A couple left here. We got Tony in Sacramento. Writes, what is the logic behind the non-finish of the Kofi Orton match at SummerSlam? The live crowd seemed pissed, and the internet crowd seemed to share that feeling.
Yeah, it was stupid.
God, it was dumb. So dumb. Real I mean, bad. I thought, honestly, I thought it hurt Kofi really bad not to get that win. I thought it hurt him a lot.
I think that's the worst, the first time he's been misbooked.
Yep.
In 6 months. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep. I thought that could have perfectly bookended a 10-year story. Yeah. By him getting a convincing win over Randy Orton,
and then you could have still had him beat him down afterwards. Like there could have been like an after the match, mm-hmm. like he could have said something to his family, mm-hmm. and then beat him down.
So yeah, I thought that somebody was going to come out and they would restart the match or something, and then it just no.
So in this scenario, nobody wins literally, and nobody wins figuratively.
No, it was terrible.
It was a waste.
They deserved to shit on it.
And the match was pretty good. Yeah, like the match was good up until that point. And I think a lot of people wanted an end to that match. Honestly, I thought Randy Orton had won it at one point. And mm-hmm. then it was bad.
A couple emails left. Next one comes from our friend Dirk McGurk.
Nice.
Who writes, I absolutely love the NXT Breakout Tournament and hope that they make it a regular thing to showcase new talent. Other than Jordan Miles, ACH, who do you expect to have the best run in the company? So, former ACH Jordan Miles was the winner of the tournament. Some of the other people that we saw in there, Dexter Lumis, who, Jason, you would remember as Samuel Shaw.
Mm. Is he still Dexter?
No, he's not.
Thank God.
Cameron Grimes, who was the former Trevor Lee.
I love Trevor
Joaquin
Lee.
Wilde, who will you know as DJZ, if you could hit
the... Bang!
And my favorite out of the group, who I think is going to have the best run... Jason, our boy Garza Jr.
Oh, yeah,
who
yeah.
He's Angel Garza.
Does
now.
He rip the pants off
he
still?
Does.
Yes. I'll take it.
He's, that's my guy
stop.
Right there.
Yeah.
Somebody's running at him. He just tells them to stop.
And they do it.
And they do. And then he rips his pants off.
Wrestling's fake, explain that.
And he has tiny panties on underneath it. That's amazing. My guy right there. It's amazing. Dude, I love me some ACH, but Angel Garza Jr., that's my guy who I think is going to come out, be the biggest star out of that group. Will, who, any of those names kind of stand out to you, interest you at all?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who any of those people are.
I told you who those people
at least
are.
He's honest.
I know who DJZ is because I've seen him in one match. I know Trevor Lee because he was the Impact's poor man's Daniel Bryan.
And they should put him with Daniel Bryan.
But besides that, don't really know too
I love Trevor
people.
Lee. I think he's got big things ahead of him.
Made it to the finals.
Looks the exact same, by the way. Same black trunks.
Whatever happened to Punishment Martinez?
He's still there.
He's around.
Is he?
Isn't he like Judas Priest?
Judas Priest or something. Yeah. Like Eric Priest.
Nice.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Final email comes from Amanda Hugging Kiss 01.
Hi, Amanda.
It's probably a dude. Like, hey, girl. Slide into them.
It's 2019,
slide into them DMs, man. Hey, man, I just want you to be happy. Yeah. Man, woman, vegetable, I don't care.
BigJ2197.
BigJ2197 on Twitter. Man, I can kiss someone. Says, who is going to win WWE's upcoming King of the Ring tournament? Now, gentlemen, this is the last email of the night, so...
it's the good one,
make
too.
Make it good. You want to know who the 16 men are that are in this?
Go.
Go with the bracket.
They just did
the
bracket.
The bracket is key here.
Okay.
And I can explain why.
Well, I don't have the bracket.
I have the bracket. I sent it to you.
When was this?
I put it in my notes.
Did we go into a rabbit hole about
apparently
baseball again?
Jason's more prepared than Dan.
I was posting Mark Pryor gifts.
So here we go. In side one, we got Cesaro versus Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre.
Oh, that's
Cedric. Cedric Alexander versus Sami Zayn. The Miz versus Baron Corbin, Kevin Owens versus Elias, Ali versus Buddy Murphy, Chad Gable versus Shelton Benjamin, and Apollo Crews versus Andrade. Now, there is two or three there that somebody's got to take the loss.
Dude, I was going to say like seven of the eight.
It's insane.
I don't know. Is it coin flip?
Yeah.
You know?
I thought the bracket made this more interesting.
Alright, so let's go down the bracket and let's pick our, one winners.
So the thing that's interesting to me, you said Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, that's...
Those were two guys that I would totally see losing in the first round.
Yeah.
But now one of them's got to advance.
Chad Gable.
It'll be Chad Gable.
So let's go
Chad
through...
Chad Gable's been killing it on 205.
Let's go match by match and make our picks here.
Okay, Sabara...
Sabara?
Somebody's hungry. Man. Jesus.
Gotta go give me an authentic New York slice from the mall.
Cesaro versus Samoa Joe.
We'll get some food here in a second.
I'm gonna go with Samoa Joe.
I also think Samoa Joe wins. How about Owens versus Elias? I think Shane McMahon screws.
Yeah,
Kevin
I think
Owens.
So too. I think Elias wins.
Is that too easy though?
Yeah,
that seems pretty easy.
Is that too easy? Because Kevin Owens is so over. Wouldn't you want him in the later rounds?
No, that makes sense. So that
yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go with Elias.
Okay, I'll take Kevin Owens, but okay. I can totally see
playing devil's advocate here because you know my picks are shit.
LE versus Buddy Murphy. I take Buddy Murphy.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one, but I think you got to build off the Buddy Murphy momentum right
and
now.
And Ali.
Prince Ali fabulous
gets cheered no matter what. Ali now. He's under that flag.
We'll go Buddy Murphy.
Ricochet and Drew is the one I don't know. And that's the one where I don't want either one to lose.
Okay, I'm going Drew because Drew's my pick to win the whole thing.
Okay.
I'm going Drew because Drew is also my pick to win.
I kind of want Ricochet to win, though. He is already King Ricochet.
He was Prince Puma, so it makes sense that he would be King of the Ring.
He's also President Eagle.
No, that was something you made up.
Yeah. I'll take Drew also because I think he should.
Why did you say it like that?
Because I think Ricochet should be a little farther along. This should be a final matchup, like a final.
I think that's a weird one to have at the beginning.
Yeah, Cedric Alexander versus Sami Zayn.
Cedric Alexander.
I think Cedric too.
Sami Zayn never wins.
Yeah, Miz and Baron Corbin. I think the Miz keeps going.
I want the Miz. But it's not going to be the Miz.
Why not?
Baron Corbin, this is going to be like his first match back.
Baron Corbin's going to be the king of the ring.
And he's going to be God. King Corbin.
King Corbin.
Son of a bitch.
Oh,
I'm
going
to change my pick. I want to change my pick to Baron Corbin.
Plus, have you ever seen the heat hit the deep six?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good move.
Okay. It was pretty good.
Stop it.
I liked it when he hit
He hit the Michael Jordan there.
Yeah.
Stop it. Get some help.
Thank you.
All right. We got Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. I got Chad Gable.
Gotta go Gable. Yeah. That, he was the one that I showed you guys the poster. I said, who's this guy?
That should be
That's
a
Chad
fucking...
Gable.
It's because he cut his hair and doesn't have the bandana on anymore.
That should be a phenomenal wrestling match, by the way.
Sure.
On this.
Yeah.
And then Apollo Crews and Andrade, it's got to be Andrade. You got to have him go deep.
Yep. Yep.
So I think that's interesting. And the way the bracket breaks out, if it happens, we'll have Kevin Owens versus Buddy Murphy, like in round two. That could be an instant classic.
Heck yeah.
Gable versus Andrade in round two. Samoa Joe versus Drew. Like
hard hitting.
Yeah. And then Cedric or Sammy versus The Miz or Corbin. Like that one's probably the weakest of the four.
Although so Sami Zayn and Baron Corbin have had a really good match in NXT before.
Sure. So that was before he was a waiter though.
Yeah.
He had hair.
But he's about to be royalty.
Well, he had some hair.
He's about to be royalty. King so Corbin. Guys, spoilers, breaking news. No, it's not boss time.
One of these times it's
going to be. It is Baron Corbin has won the King of the Ring.
Whoa!
With this just in.
Doesn't it start next week, though?
Yeah, but they've already got him fitted for his crown and everything. So
so how long is that supposed to take place over the course of the
next
couple
weeks?
Finals are
at Clash of the Champions.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So it's going to drag
about a month.
Little bit.
Dude, I would love that to just be Raw. Like, if Raw was just the tournament.
Yeah.
And you have these guys wrestle
like the whole 3 hours.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
or maybe they brought the tournament or the actual pay per view back instead and got rid of Clash of Champions.
Yeah,
but all the championship belts are going to be on the line at Clash of Champions.
All 74 of them. The never open weight six man titles are going to be up there. That's big. So I think that's going to do it. A lot of emails. A lot of great emails. A
lot of fun.
Had a good time, guys. And we got in under 2 hours. How about that?
Woo!
So downloads are about to skyrocket! We just go off on a tangent and just start talking about silly shit and then you know, and oh, 3.5 hour podcast. Great.
I'm sure we could still squeeze another hour out of this.
I mean, we got to watch Impact, though.
Yeah. We got to go. The Twitch machine is rolling.
I'd say we're desperately out of time, and we got to go. So you can follow me on Twitter at Dan Rhino. Will Lewis is at Willistein. Jason for Amanda Hug and Kiss is at BigJ2197. The show is at Rhino_Wrestling. My wife is at Jess Rhino if you want to follow her on Twitter.
Lots of books.
She'll talk about books and stuff with you and maybe post like naughty pictures on Instagram.
Oh, that's cool.
What?
I don't know.
Just dog pictures.
She's shaking her head no, so that's not going to happen. Nope. Sorry, guys, that already subscribed to her channel.
She's like 76 people. Yeah.
They skyrocketed. Thanks to ProWrestling.com. Make sure you listen to our buddies over at STF Underground Podcast, our brother podcast over at ProWrestling.com, and Dougie Wrestling and Fox and Ryan and Mr. Main Event and the guys on the stuff they do over there. It's way better than this horse shit that we do.
Whoa. Maybe if you cared about this as much as you care about that podcast, we'd be in good shape.
Okay, well, I'm on here every week. I'm not
because you don't let me do it.
I'm not at the bar every week. Whoa. And
I got tokens
and knee deep in Shark Week.
I was in Gulf Shores, sir.
Okay,
and Vegas.
Okay, you can't hide money, I guess.
Leave my sectional out of this.
No, so you can also follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you can listen to the podcast on ProWrestling.com or any podcast platform.
Spotify.
Or on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called, Google Play, Stitcher.
Grindr.
Look up Will Lewis on Grindr. It's only one L.
Ugh.
I'm not going to be fooled by that again.
Technically, there's two.
Because last time I put two L's and I got the wrong guy. Still a fun night, though.
Yeah.
So, don't kick out of each other's finishers.
See ya. California.
Hey, it's the R to the Y. Yeah. N to the O. On a block like a tortoise with a slow. On a block like a baker, 'cause I'm picking up my dough. And when I'm in the booth.